Before we listen to this little meditation, let's just take those deep breaths. Put your hands together. Begin with that intention to feel our heart beating, bringing our heart and mind back into harmony. And I'll begin this meditation real quick. And so we begin with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently relaxed. Close your eyes. And with a deep cleansing breath, focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions: Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands relaxed and your feet on the floor. And now with another deep breath, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now we anchor the harmony of mind and body by grounding. Allow roots from your feet to travel down into Mother Earth, down to that core healing, empowering light at her center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, solidifying and anchoring this signature of energy. And with a slow, deep breath, bring this empowered love energy back up through the roots, back up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. You're fully grounded and empowered with love, harmony, and light. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so let's begin with our content. Welcome to session number 4 of the Empowerment Boot Camp. This is our last session of the boot camp, but we will have a follow-up call next week. You know, this class, this course, it could go on for a year. You know, just holding the space for full transformation. But the bottom line is this. You're either going to make yourself a priority or you're not. And, you know, I know that we all live busy lives. You know, we all do. But there does come a time when we have to decide. We have to consciously choose to put our well-being over everything else. So, how have you managed your support through the last 3 calls? What have you taken from the class, the course, the information, the meditations? Have you felt like you've taken responsibility for your internal frequency? And are you consciously choosing now to be who you wish to be? You know, the short duration of this boot camp has given you the luxury of the gotta get on board now, that urgency to take task in hand and step out of the past way of doing things. The past being an experience of dragging all the pain and suffering that came before today, dragging all that along with us into our daily life. You know, it's what we've done all our lives. You know, we just keep dragging it around. But, you know, life does get in the way. And if you've had those things happen, and Kimberly, I know you have, you know, not to worry, you know, and just let me make something very, very clear. If you've let the dynamics of your life control your time these past few weeks, it's never too late for you to take control. It's never too late. And that being said, today's a good day to claim from this day forward, you and your energetic well-being is the most important priority of your life. And I cannot emphasize enough that we cannot take yesterday's baggage into tomorrow. You know, that shame you felt at that horrible incident when you were 6 or 8 or 10 or 4, you know, nope, that energy can't go with you. You know, those feelings of being a victim, being a failure, not doing the right thing or not feeling like you're good enough. No, those feelings and beliefs cannot go with you. You are enough. You are a survivor. You're a warrior. You've lived through the awfuls, the shocking, the horrendous, the trauma, and the drama. You've lived through it, and you've lived to tell the tale. But tell the tale of survival, not the tale of the woe. Florence uses the example of having old-fashioned chats. The old-fashioned chat is the tale of woe, desperation, and lack. We don't want to have those conversations anymore. We don't want to have those thoughts anymore. Sever the cords, the cables, and the chains to the past and set yourself free to create and live the new life that's here for you. So here's a question. How long will you subconsciously insist on dragging the past clutter and baggage? And that can be energetically or materially. How long are we going to drag that into today's life? If you're dragging all that with you, you're not living a new life. You're living in the past over and over and over again. And today's energy will not support living in the past with yesterday's baggage, yesterday's trash. Because when we do, today's energy makes all the awfuls of the past twice as painful, twice as bad. And not only that, Today's energy is putting all of that right in your face so you cannot ignore it anymore. And this isn't just happening to you, it's happening to everybody, including me. Those feelings of outrage when someone does something you're not in agreement with, something that hurts other people, you want to overcome riding that roller coaster. So the universe, in its infinite wisdom, will put outrage right in front of your face. And it's giving us the important opportunity to overcome those feelings, to transform those internal beliefs, rewriting that neural pathway of belief, and eliminating the baggage of energy that these external experiences trigger. Long buried pain is revealing itself right in your face, not to punish you, but begging to be healed. And that healing happens through syncing your energy with the greater consciousness, syncing with that divinity within you, combining with the love that is your essence. It is your higher self. And your angelic team is right there with you. Your guides, your angels, they're right there with you, holding that safe space for you to heal your inner child, to stand in your sovereignty as the mighty warrior that you are, as one with the divinity within. Standing above the programming of the analytical 3D world, seeing beyond the painful emotions that are all but tangible. Having been wrapped in the cocoon of pain and suffering of this 3D world, it's practically beyond our comprehension how emotions and guilt can and do eat at one's soul. Grasping how the human mind has been oblivious to the power of the energy within us, the human mind grasping the concept that emotions have no force, no tangible mass, yet the energy they produce can actually feel more solid than the wall of a prison, despite their intangible nature. However, energetically, our emotions are tangible. We have but to look at the reality of our life experiences to see them, to touch them. For it's the energy of our thoughts and feelings, those emotions combined together, that fuels the creation of our life. And the question is that energy a default from the experiences of anxiety from before? Or is the energy the love that's been consciously chosen in this moment? Once we've mastered that elevation to syncing with the greater consciousness in that space of oneness, once we've mastered it, it doesn't take hours to achieve it and then to sustain it. That's what this boot camp is about. It's making the time, taking the time you need, no matter what else is going on around you, to achieve that feeling of oneness, syncing with that divinity within. You know, Florence calls this state of being poise. It's that docked in and locked in feeling with the greater consciousness where nothing moves you. You know, you hear about something awful happening. You feel the shock of it and you exhale out all those fight or flight, horrified, outraged chemicals, and you consciously choose to elevate back into the state of love and grace, where you then have the power to infuse everything you just heard about and all the people involved with love, elevating you and opening the way for a higher outcome. Achieving the love state of being to improve your life, it sounds too simple. Well, it is simple, but like anything else, it takes practice. It takes conscious choice and full immersion into the love frequency, and then following up that feeling with the awareness of the feeling to sustain it. Feeling the elevated emotions and harboring elevated love thoughts. And when you say these words, these affirmations, you want to confidently feel their energy of joy and excitement. Affirmations like, I am worthy. I am deserving. I am good enough to have more than enough. It's saying out loud, universe, show me how fabulously good life can be. And feeling that excited expectation of life being fabulously good. Feeling it with every cell of your being. In this moment and every moment after. It's practicing thinking rehearsal of how you want to feel over and over again till that practiced state of being is how you feel. It's who you become. It becomes your default. The love energy becomes your default. And everything we want, everything, comes down to the feeling we want to feel when we have what we want. It isn't the new car, or the money, or the house, or the friends. It's the feeling that those things, those experiences bring to us. So when we step back and look at the bigger picture of our lives as the observer, we can clearly see that the mismanagement of our emotions and the chemicals, the hormones released by stress, combined with the programmed thinking patterns of lack and not good enough, have created the situations, the conditions, the very experience of our lives that we don't like. It's understanding that in the quantum, in that reality or realm of perfect ideas, you exist in a state of wholeness, complete oneness, feeling that state of bliss, of feeling that state of euphoric joy where there is no fear, there is no worry, there is no anxiety, there is no outrage. You're just consciousness. And in that conscious state, there's only love. Love and above, oneness, feeling whole and complete, no separation, only joy. There is no want, there only is. Is consciousness, the state of awareness, that state of pure consciousness. And from that state, the thought combined with that elevated euphoric bliss emotion manifests in the human reality as an experience or a material object, and it manifests effortlessly. Everything you want is already yours. There is no true separation. The separation you feel at looking at years to pay your car off or your house, that's separation of the analytical 3D world. It takes conscious choice to achieve this elevated state of being and awareness. It takes being aware of your thoughts and emotional state to sustain it. Nothing changes till your internal energy and focus changes. And this requires taking action. This requires follow through. As we talked last week, this is where we drop the ball, the follow through, becoming the new vibration of love, embodying the love, feeling the love beyond our meditations, taking that love bliss feeling with us when we open our eyes. And when we open our human eyes and see the life that we don't want, the clutter, the headline, the letter, the email, the text, the breaking news. When we see those things, when we're in a love vibration in that love state, we're not moved. We stand in our sovereignty as one with the greater consciousness, in sync with that divinity within. And from this enlightened, elevated state of being, seeing the life we live in, we don't feel that emotional charge of despair, of lack, of outrage, or worry and anxiety. We no longer feel it because we've wiped the subconscious. We've wiped that hidden belief slate clean. We've moved to a higher state of being. And having transcended the pain of this physical world, the awareness of this new state of being is power. Power to hold the space for healing of Mother Earth and other humans. Power to hold the space for us to live our heaven on earth, no matter what's going on around us. This doesn't mean we don't care or that we're insensitive. This is where healing of the planet begins, from inside us. You're strong enough. But will you do it? Will you take the leap? The angels show me a vision of you standing at the edge of a gorge. And on the other side is the life that you want to live. How do you get there? Well, across this gorge is a tightrope. And you hesitate to take that first step because it's a long way down. And the wind picks up. Oh my gosh, it could blow you off the rope. But the moment you claim your power, and with a deep breath, you place your foot onto that tightrope, that tightrope immediately transforms into a huge, safe, solid bridge. A bridge that you can easily walk across. You can run. You can skip. You can twirl in circles. You can dance. You can easily get to the other side to live the life that brings you the greatest joy. Your heaven on earth. Love builds that bridge. This week's homework is to write out the feeling map of your future. You're walking across that bridge, right into the feels of your new life. What do you want your life to feel like? And this isn't about what it looks like. This is about what it feels like. Do you want to feel peaceful, content, safe, confident, free? Do you want to feel happy, loved, wealthy? I want to embody love. I want my body to radiate out that love. I want love to zing from my fingertips. I want to feel confident with a smile on my face. I want to feel safe and peaceful and free. I want to feel valued, to feel the joy and bliss of love flooding my body moment by moment. I want to feel whole and complete, where there's no separation from my human body and my spiritual essence, to the point that external stimulants do not move me. I want to embody that degree of bliss, laughter, and happiness. I want that to be my lifestyle. And as a result, I'm a magnet for more joy, more bliss. Decide. How do you want to feel? Hold those feelings now, no matter what's going on around you. Today's world is in reset. Each of us, along with the planet, are in reset. My guides are saying we cannot take yesterday's baggage with us. And that's what their words mean. Wiping the slate clean. What do we want? How do we want to feel? We now have the choice. When we were children, we were learning, trying to figure life out, and we mostly took in the awfuls and we buried those painful experiences into our subconscious because we were children and we didn't know how to process through the pain of an experience, the shame, the embarrassment, the guilt. So we stuffed all that suffering, and then as adults, we get triggered and we go right back to that belief of not being good enough. Some life experiences prove to us that, yep, life kicks us when I'm down. And right here is the experience and my feelings. Nope, I'm not good enough. But that energy cannot exist in today's world. And until we transform those subconscious hidden beliefs, the universe is going to keep giving us opportunities to heal them. You know, I've been talking about this for years, years. It's when we want to throw up our hands and say, this is too much. I'm just going to go back to doing what I was doing, which was just surviving every day in survival mode. We don't have to live like that anymore. You see, because today, the energy supports us more quickly than ever. Taking our hand and pulling us out of that pit of despair. Bringing us into that elevated vibration of love, resting in the palm of God, breathing in the breath of God. Now we're triggered by more love stuff. We're not triggered by the uglies, by the awfuls, by the trauma and the drama. It's moving into a whole new state of being. And meditation elevates us out of the pain to the bliss of love. And we begin to overwrite those neural pathways of belief in our brain that were painful from before. And when you infuse enough love through meditation and or consciously just infusing the love with the angels where we create the circle, the neural pathway is fully rewritten. And the original pain and suffering no longer exists. It can no longer be triggered to throw us back into pain and suffering. So it's no more baggage, no more block. And you now have a clean slate. And now you know how you want to feel. And immersing yourself in those feelings now, fully immersing yourself into those feelings, existing in that love state of being, life changes. And because it feels so awesome, you never want to go back to being judgmental, to being outraged or anxious or worried or holding feelings of despair. So you'll evict those critical judgment thoughts about others, situations, and yourself. Your mind and body won't tolerate them anymore because we now know thoughts trigger feelings. And here's an example of thoughts triggering feelings. And again, I'm going to be the case study. You know, we got inches of snow and ice over a week ago, and the temperature stayed really, really cold. And there was loose snow on top and on the bottom of the ice, and walking on it was dangerous because I'd fall through the ice and tweaked my ankle the first time I went out. And then I did it again the next day. And it was just getting really dangerous to walk on. So I asked a neighbor when he was out clearing a driveway if he'd do mine too. And he said, yes, he'd give me the neighbor discount of $50. So I agreed, but he didn't clear my driveway. So after waiting 3 more days, I went to his house and I talked to his son because the guy didn't live there, but his son and his daughter does. And he said, he assured me the son did that. I was still on the list, but because I didn't know his son, I gave him my address because I knew he didn't know where I lived. Well, the next morning, the dad shows up to clear my driveway. He thought I lived where my landlord lives. He cleared their driveway the very day we spoke to each other. But my landlords didn't tell him to come down here and clear mine. So what the heck, man? Well, he was here, so he cleared half my driveway, and Magic and I could get out on Friday, a week after the storm happened. And every time I thought about what happened, I got angry. The outraged thoughts generated the feelings of anger, helplessness, trapped, worry that Magic was out going to run out of food, and I was hurt that my landlords didn't send him down to my house to clear my driveway. My anxiety was strong. And you know what? It was all triggered by a thought. Because the event was over. Driveway was cleared. I could choose to drown my body in those awful stress hormones or transform those feelings to love, infusing all the situation, the people involved, infusing all of that with love. And I chose to do that, to infuse everything with love. And it took me more than once to fully transform those feelings because they were intense. Well, I ended up talking with the landlords, and they were so confused about the guy who just showed up and cleared their driveway because they didn't know who he was. He went to the door to tell the wife and the husband wasn't home, and he freaked her out. He scared her. And she ended up shutting the door in his face. And then he came back to actually clear the driveway, and her husband was home. He went out there because it makes a lot of noise because the ice was bad, and he had to break all the ice up. And there was all this confusion that was going on. And when I understood that, I had compassion for their confusion. And I could have talked to them about clearing the driveway. There could have been better communication. Had I reached out, we could have come up with a solution together. But the point being, thoughts and feelings create emotions in the body that creates more thoughts and feelings and emotions. Feelings are that bridge between our thoughts and emotions, and when they're intense, they are powerful. And the bottom line is, are we going to use our thoughts, feelings, and emotions for good? Or I won't use the word evil. Instead, I'll use not good. Every day, in every moment, are we using our thoughts, feelings, and emotions for good or not good? In every moment, we're an energy magnet. Are we magnetizing to us good or not good? Can't be both. It's one or the other. It's like you can't be sort of pregnant. You either are or you aren't. There's no in between, no gray area. And the side effect of achieving and sustaining the love frequency in your body heals. Your cells get the nourishment they need. The breath of God, the bright vibrational frequency of the divinity. Scientifically, new genes are generated to heal the cells of all the nerves and the organs of the body. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And this isn't just words. It's a state of being that changes everything. You are a warrior. No matter what kind of day you've had, you have the power to make it better. What excuse are you using to not feel empowered? When I almost combusted over the driveway, yeah, those feelings were intense. Because I was really concerned that Magic was going to run out of food. But I kept infusing it with love and doing my best to follow through. And Magic still had food. We had power. We were warm. I had food. We even had internet. What was my problem? Well, I wasn't in agreement with what someone else was doing or not doing. I started infusing all of it with love, learned the details from all parties involved, and realized it was just a big miscommunication laced with confusion. And if it was anyone's fault, it was mine for not communicating better with all the parties involved. The only thing I needed to be was grateful and embody those feelings of gratitude. Can you see the dynamics of the energy of this experience? The best thing that I did was infuse all of it with love and following through to hold the experience in love. That love created the higher outcome. And it led to an even better conversation with my landlords that wouldn't have happened had the mix-up not happened with the driveway. But if I'd been communicating with them, we'd have had the conversation and we wouldn't have had the mix up with the driveways. But follow through. The follow through is fully immersing ourselves in the love vibration. And how do we do all this? Conscious choice, intentional awareness, focused attention, meditation, elevating our internal energy, visioning or thinking rehearsal, full immersion into the feeling of the emotions of love, gratitude, appreciation. That's our power. Full immersion into the elevated frequency of love is the change that opens the door to our version of heaven on earth, our truest happiness. This course has included insight to how we got to where we are today and how we can move beyond the 3D world and use our power in ways that change everything. What the energy of today supports and what it does not. We've talked about this and how to use this knowledge to our advantage. And I've included meditations to support you to bring your heart and mind back into harmony, to infuse love into your energy centers, healing your mind, body, and spirit, to elevate your internal energy to that of pure awareness, syncing with the greater consciousness of your higher self and that beautiful divinity within you, elevating your immune system, and immersing yourself into the love that is your essence, opening the way to shift into your heart space, where you exist beyond the analytical 3D world, where there is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no stress, only love. And from that state, you have the wisdom of the words to say when you need to set boundaries, living from that heart space. And I've included the empowerment journal. And, you know, when you write in the empowerment journal daily, those daily journaling pages, your writing will support you to be more aware of your internal energy. And as you write, you'll know whether you're experiencing the elevated vibration of gratitude as your state of being or not. And gratitude, it's the ultimate state of receivership. Your body is in appreciation of living, of life. And through that elevated vibration, you're the magnet for the experiences that trigger the emotions of gratitude and appreciation. This energy creates an exciting loop of thinking and feeling that is not only yummy and wonderful, it is magical. And from this immersed state of gratitude, based in the frequency of love, you create a new state of programming, a new way of being that magnetizes to you miraculous experiences, and you don't have to go anywhere to get them. They just show up. And from this new state of being, from this new frequency of love and light, where we're synced with the divinity within of our higher self, in full access of the quantum field, we manifest through energy instead of through the density of matter, and timelines for manifesting ceases to exist. It doesn't take years to pay off the car or the mortgage if we feel the joy of those things paid in full. No, it doesn't. When you think of something you want and you feel that joy, that relief, that confidence, that having what you want happen in your reality experience, add how excited you are to experience all of this under grace in wonderful ways. And the magic happens. So I've got another little meditation we can immerse ourselves in to move into the heart space. And I'm just going to play that now. And we begin by quieting our minds. So please just get comfortable and close your eyes. And take a really deep breath. And place your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. Now just focus your attention on your heart. And then with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body. Your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, surround us now with love, the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Now just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we all form a circle of love. Together we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy to the highest vibration of love and slip into our heart space where there is no worry, no anxiety, no despair, no fear, only love. Now just take another deep cleansing breath, and we anchor our intention. We come together with singular intention to access the sacred space of the greater consciousness, that safe space of the divinity within. Angels of love and light, hold your hands, completing our circle of sacred love space. And with another deep breath, pull through your hands their pure, unconditional love. And now this beautiful light of God comes down from above and infuses our circle with love's your vibration of light. This beautiful love light energy flows in through the top of our heads. And ever so gently, this love light sweeps down through your head, down through your face, clearing away anxieties of this physical world and leaving in its wake light of love. Slowly, this light energy flows down through your neck, through your shoulders, down through your body, infusing all your vital organs with that beautiful love, healing light, bringing in that healing light of love. This beautiful healing light of love pushes out the energy of any negative thoughts, any emotions of fear. This love light flows down through your hips, down your legs, and out your feet into Mother Earth. Now just focus on the beating of your heart. Just take a really deep cleansing breath and feel your consciousness in your heart. Feel that love that is your essence as one with a greater consciousness of the divinity within. In this beautiful, safe space of love and light, you are one with the divinity within, fully connected with the greater consciousness of all that is. Past experiences that flitter through your mind are but a memory of a past experience. No pain, no suffering, just an experience. They do not move you. Breathe into this safe heart space of love. And from this space, breathe into the strength and stamina of God as one. Here we open our heart to the wisdom, the guidance, the oneness, the power of the divinity within. It's from this safe sacred space of oneness that you manifest the desires of your heart. Here in your heart space. Here you have the opportunity to mold formless energy into form. What do you want? It's time to return to the physical world, bringing with you all the love of breathing through your heart space, the strength, the stamina, the confidence, the love. So just take a deep cleansing breath, and you are filled with the divine light of God. And now we ground this healing energy, bringing back with you the love of your heart space. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that healing love energy at our center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, firmly anchoring you in this love. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing love energy back up through the soils, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. Bringing back with you that state of being, living from your heart space. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So I've added this meditation and another one to the Bootcamp Central webpage. You can get those right away. And I'll add the recording of our session here later today or tomorrow. So your check-in for this week is to explore how you want to feel through your writing. How do you want to feel? Confident, peaceful, relaxed, settled? Would your body vibrate in love? Would you feel a kundalini rush of energy when you take a deep breath and check in with your body to see how it feels? Would that check-in spontaneously create that rush? Would you have tremendous bandwidth to think and clarity of thought? Would you be broadcasting out around you love energy? Just how would you feel? It's up to you as to where you place you in your priorities. My first suggestion is to not get out of bed until you've embodied the vibration of love, infusing your day and your life with love, and feeling it in all aspects of your body, mind, and spirit. And the thing is that the more you practice that every day, you know, it might take an hour to get there in the beginning. It might take 15 minutes. But the more you practice it every day, the shorter and shorter of time it takes. And if you're listening to whether it's a guided meditation or just the music in the background, that music, that setting the stage of that music will help move your body into that programmed response of moving into the love vibration just by hearing the music, the more you hear it when you're moving into that love vibration. And then you have that wonderful support tool there that you can listen to at any time throughout the day to help pull you back into that elevated frequency of love. Sustaining that elevated frequency throughout your day through your internal awareness, you know, using your support tools like the music, the meditations, the bringing your heart and mind back into harmony. The empowerment journal, focused attention, conscious intention, consciously choosing. All these really simple action steps come together to create tremendous power within you. And we're going to follow up on all these things next in our call next week. Okay, so this completes our session. I will stop my share.